This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 493. And before we get into talking about challenging yourself, let's just do a quick review on what we talked about last podcast, and that was your complacent zone. And the complacent zone is basically you have this mental line of support and a mental line of resistance. The support is where you go, enough is enough. I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm going to take some action, whether it's financially, weight-wise, relationship. But our mental line of support is where we start to take action. Our mental line of resistance is just at the end of our complacent zone. It's when things get challenging, when things get difficult. And at that time, we tend to back off unconsciously from stepping out of it. And what makes up the mental support and mental resistance is our beliefs, our values, our emotions, and our past experiences. And in order to break out of this complacent zone, we need to use the mental strength skills of goal setting, mental rehearsal, energy management, and self-talk. If this is your first time listening, you can go back to the last episode and hear a more complete description of your complacent zone. So now, we're going to be talking about challenging yourself. And if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you know this is what mental strength is about challenging yourself, facing your fears, taking action, living an adventurous life. And it's quite normal that whenever we attempt something new or pursue a big goal, we're going to experience a certain level of fear. So when we challenge ourselves, fear sometimes comes with it. And there's a fear of failure or a fear of getting hurt, but there's all sorts of apprehensions, let's call it, that goes along with that. And we can either let our fear stop us from going after what we want, or we can continue moving forward despite feeling afraid, apprehension, reluctant, whatever you want to call it. And the truth is, most of all of our fears are self-created. Matter of fact, I would even say, most of them, because we create these fears, we create a story in our mind about what's going to happen, or what if this happens, or what if that, right? And it's funny, when we start to challenge ourselves, the stories we come up with are more focused on what could happen in a negative response as opposed to what could happen in a positive response. And this is why developing mental strength is so important, is that we know, the individuals who have practiced mental strength know, that regardless of the outcome, there's always something positive to learn from it. So our fears subside a little bit. Yeah, you jump off a bungee, you do a bungee jump. That's going to be a little bit of apprehension, but I'll know I'll be able to face my fears. You ask somebody on a date, you ask for a raise, you start your own business. All of these are challenging ourselves, but they also will help us face our fears. And then when we have that, we can build up that confidence, which is one of the C's in mental strength. So as we challenge ourselves, we succeed and learn something new from it, we can get confidence, we can challenge ourselves more, we'll make commitment. And so it's a whole wonderful, wonderful cycle of support when we are able to move beyond our fears and challenge ourselves. But here's the thing, fear can be disguised in many ways. It wears many costumes. One of them is procrastination. And we talked about this fear is what starts to come up when we approach our mental line of resistance. This is when we challenge ourselves to step about it. So procrastination, we will put off what needs to be done, because if we don't if we don't take action, we'll never have to face our challenge and our fears. So we procrastinate. Avoidance, and this is not willing to face a reality in life due to embarrassment, not wanting to be rejected, or not knowing what's ahead. So we avoid the situation. Procrastination is eventually we get to it. Avoidance is completely running away from it. Distractions, right? We allow ourselves to get sidetracked from what we are really doing or what really matters. You know, we start to achieve something and we go, oh, squirrel, squirrel, and we get distracted. And these are all unconscious ways that our ego is protecting us, quote, protecting us, unquote, from getting hurt. But we need to keep challenging ourselves. And these are all things that you can recognize as you get close to your mental line of resistance. And then perfectionism is not wanting to share what we've done for fear of criticism. So we may go out and accomplish something, we may not, but we don't want to share it because we feel that we're perfect. So these are some of the ways that fear can be disguised. And when we confront our fears, most of the times, we will find that we totally made them up and things didn't turn out to be as scary as they thought they would. Right? This is the stories. We have to realize and accept that everything is a story. We are creating that story. We are the authors of that story. We can choose to create an empowering story, or we can choose to create a disempowering story. So when we challenge ourselves, and this is what one of the things why I love CrossFit is because every time I go in there, I challenge myself. And I have a story beforehand and I have a story afterwards. But it's when we can look at this and know the story and think about the story we want to create to support ourselves in breaking through that mental line of resistance and challenge ourselves. So in the book, I hope you have read this. If not, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome book. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill suggests that in every adversity brings with it the seed of an equivalent advantage. And that is absolutely true. We can look at that as there's no failure, only feedback. Whatever results we get, there's a positive learnings from it. But with every, it really does the equivalent. And I would say that every adversity brings with it the seed of an equivalent advantage for you to become not a better person, but a stronger person, a more developed individual. And if we can start viewing our challenges or our fears from a different perspective, then we are bound to learn valuable lessons and grow in the process. And when we can understand this, challenges, we will actually go out and look for challenges because we will not be the same person after we succeed. Even if we don't succeed, we will not be the same person. But if we continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, it's going to get boring. And the universe is not about boredom. The universe is about creativity. Think about this. The universe has never duplicated itself, never created the same thing twice. Every snowflake is different. Every tree is different. Every person is different. Every blade of grass is different. And so your life needs to be different. And your life needs to be different by challenging yourself. If we don't challenge ourselves and be creative with how we do it, we get into boredom. And boredom is not part of the universe. The universe is always creating something different all the time. You are part of the universe. It's your rightful duty to create something new all the time. And that means you need to challenge yourself. So here are five life learnings that potentially can come from challenge yourself, or potential life learnings that will come from challenging yourself. You will deal with adversity a lot better. So as you do anything is a reflection of how you do everything. If you're out recreation-wise, climbing mountains, doing hiking, mountain biking, anything that pushes yourself, that will translate into a mindset at work. So you'll be able to push yourself and deal with adversity a lot better. You'll appreciate the importance of being prepared, right? When you go out to challenge yourself, you need to be prepared. You need to have, you know, your wits about you, your energy, everything. You'll be prepared mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, and you'll know the importance of being prepared. You will know why risks in life are important, because when you challenge yourself, And whether you succeed or not, you learn something, but eventually you will succeed in your challengings. You'll know that it adds to your life. It adds a texture to your life. It adds color to your life. It adds excitement and thrills. And again, life is meant to be enjoyed. It's not boredom and repeating the same thing over and over again. And you will value taking the right actions, right? So you can either sit home on the couch or you can go climb a mountain. Climbing the mountain is the right action because you sit at home all the time. So you're going to be able to value taking those right actions and know why it's so important. And you'll learn the power of persistence, right? And this persistence leads to mental strength because as you challenge yourself, you keep going, you keep going, you keep going until you succeed. And when you succeed, you challenge yourself again and again and again. And so here's an action step I'd like you to think about. Reflect on the last time you experienced a great amount of fear. What caused you to experience the fear? That is, what is the story you were telling yourself? And then how did you deal with it? Did you move forward? Did you not move forward? Did you negotiate? Did you compromise? How did you deal with that? And with the awareness you have now, based on this podcast, how would you do that thing differently? So that's a little bit of an action step reflection for you. And let me ask you a quick question here. What is another valuable life lesson you can learn when you face your greatest fears and challenge yourself? Contemplate that. Sit and just consider that. This will help you understand and appreciate wanting to get closer to that mental line of resistance to challenge yourself and to step away from it. So next week, again, I think I'll wait for people to suggest comments, suggest things that they'd like me to talk about. And if not, I will sit and meditate and let the universe download to me the next topic. If you'd like some more information and see the show notes on this, please visit me at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog, and you'll see where this podcast is hosted. And also, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, under the handle or under the name Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.